I'm Nishant Kothari. I'm a UX evangelist at Microsoft, and I'm here with Jesse Warden from Flash fame. So what do you do?
Flash and Flex developer, and I currently work for a video company. We do online video.
And how long have you worked with Flash?
I messed with Flash from an animation standpoint since like about 2000, 2001. I was a pretty big director back then, so I didn't really get into coding until about 2001.
Okay, so what's your background, like your educational background? What did you do?
I went to art school for multimedia, and I dabbled in programming, and they didn't really have a much formal thing in art school, so it was like really just, if you get bored at night, you can play with it. And after about a year in school, I kind of gravitated towards the developer stuff. Like, you know, all the animation guys, you know, expert their animations. And I was more interested in the codec part of it, all the technical details. So even though I went to art school, I did more technical stuff.
Because when I was a Flash guy, and I was a Flash guy for a long time, I just hit your blog up for technical stuff.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. I liked your technical argument, so I always thought you actually made the other crossover.
No, I get bored at night and learn how to code. So I got lucky. I had a lot of good mentors. There was a lot of good technical guys in the field, like Brandon Hall and Colin Moog, and you could read from that. So I just stand on the shoulders of giants.
So did you see and do all the entire, you know, this the typical conference circuit, going to Flash Forward and
speaking? No, I did all the technical conference. Like, the first conference I spoke to was MXDU 2003 in Australia.
Okay.
And, like, I talked about Flash Communication Server then, and then I think the first U.S. conference I went to was MAX. It was probably the worst speaking conference I ever had, because I only had 20 minutes to talk about a very complex subject. It was very new. So I think 360 Flex was the first real good U.S. conference I had. I was speaking again in Atlanta, the 360 Flex February.
Gotcha.
I think. So,
let me change topics for a second.
Cool.
You're at, where are you right now?
I'm currently at Multicast Media.
Where are we right now?
We're in Redmond, Washington, right?
And what company?
Microsoft.
And why are you here?
I'm here because Microsoft, I think, wants my feedback on their expression tool set and their Silverlight actual runtime and platform. And they want to know, you know, what they show at Mix. Is that valid? Is this going to be accepted by the community? Is there anything we can do to maybe modify or add features to our products?
Okay. Isn't that a cardinal sin that you're a Flash guy coming to Silverlight? Or
I like to use what's fun. And if Silverlight has some tools that are very fun to develop for, and they're valid because there's a lot of companies that have Windows Media content they need. So, like, I don't really have a choice. Like, right now everyone's asking for Flash, but, you know, we could have people ask for Windows Media. So if I'm going to do it, I want to make sure it's fun. If it's not fun, I'm not going to do that.
So you think it's fun right now?
I think Blend has a long way to go, but I think it's fun to do Windows Media. Because, I mean, if you've done any Windows Media in the web, it's not really as fun as doing Flash. You can integrate with the page. You can do a lot of cool design stuff. And it just gets you excited. If you do Windows Media, it's kind of like this black box. And so I think Silverlight really is like the Microsoft version. It allows you to do that platform stuff, that cool design stuff. It's just they're a lot farther behind. Flash is at version 10 almost, you know, they're working on it, and Silverlight's working on 2. So, you know, they got a lot of catching up to do. But I mean, even 1.0, they've got a lot of cool features that have, you know, validated the platform.
I guess what's interesting is I don't meet too many people right now who do have a very solid Flash background.
Right.
And have done stuff with Silverlight, right? The only people I've met that way right now to a great degree are hobbyists, and we're seeing that change a great deal because Silverlight's in V1, right? So compare and contrast, what are deal breakers for you in Blend? Things that you really want to see in Blend and Silverlight soon?
Well, I think Silverlight's doing a good job. I mean, the reason I had a choice, Tim said you have to choose between the design track today or the developer track. I feel like I could contribute a lot to the developer track. There's a lot of cool features I'd like to see. And like you and I talked last night about, you know, what can we add that Flash just didn't do. And like Silverlight 1.0, download fonts. Like, it sounds menial, but that's the worst. No one in the Flash world wants to handle fonts. It's the most uncool part of your job. And so Silverlight is like, you can download and use it. That's cool. But, you know, that's a feature of the platform, right? The way you get there is the tool set. And I think the expression tool set has a lot of work to do because they are focused on WPF and trying to bring some of that experience to the web, right? And then leverage it offline. They've got a very, very challenging job. And I think they've got a great platform, but it's just, I think that the best use of my time is to help them do that because, you know, when I use a Photoshop comp and I get the Flash, you kind of develop some form of workflow, right? You have to work with the kinks, you do that. Right now, doing it for Windows is hard. It's like, okay, we have a design in design, a design program, and we bring it to expression, and we animate it a little bit, and they encourage code behind, but we don't necessarily agree with code behind, because, you know, we have a lot of designers who are not used to that, and they have to have technical knowledge. We're all noobs at this anyway, so it's just, it's very challenging. I think the tools are really going to help bridge that gap of getting people excited and want to use it. You know, because most designers don't really care. If they make it look hot, they don't really care if it's flash or what it's being.
That's a good point. Okay, you said something that makes me want to ask you the next question, which is there are a lot of debates right now, right? If you go on the blogosphere, and people are always talking about whether Flash and Silverlight are one and the same, whether they're, you know, just different ways to get the same thing accomplished. Microsoft has, you know, a statement on that saying, you know, Silverlight is not just a Me Too product. As someone coming from a Flash community, what's your perception?
Well, I think here it's definitely, I think they're one and the same. I think a lot of people, Microsoft people, that like I'd say 2% of the people I talk to seem very defensive, like they're not the same. But I think they both have a lot to offer. They're both rich internet platforms. It's just that Flash is more mature. It has a more mature tool set. It has Flex. But there's also a lot of problems with that. There's not a lot of workflow integration that's doing very well. It's very, I would say, skunk works. You have a lot of very, very smart Adobe people working on making that better, right? You come to Microsoft, they have the same thing. They have certain other challenges, but we all agree that, you know, you need to bring designers and developers together. I think how you do that is you know, do you use this tool to supplement those people and supplement those workflows, or do you leave it to them to, you know, talk it out and we just provide good features? I think that both, you know, have a different angle and both are trying to do it, but at the end of the day, we're both trying to give a nice, rich platform to run on the client to leverage a back-end system. And, you know, Adobe's case, it's Cold Fusion or, you know, whatever, PHP or whatever, and then Flash leverages that. In Microsoft's case, you have the great backend for the .NET platform, and then you have Silverlight to leverage that. At the end of the day, you know, a lot of people have already made investments in Windows Media. And Flash is kind of new. There's a lot of people who have huge, wonderful backend systems. So how do you leverage that with front-end? Right now, Silverlight is rising to the challenge to do that. If I want to do that with Flash, it's easy. You just code in Flash, and, you know, we've leveraged your video system and your media system. How do you do it with, you know, Silverlight? Well, it's getting there. And I think that, you know, they both offer the same thing. It's just that they come at it from a different angle, they have different features, and competition, finally. It's about freaking time.
So, last question.
Okay.
And I'm going to time you on this one. This question is, you have 3 minutes, right? This is called 3 minutes with Microsoft.
Okay.
You have 3 minutes to tell Microsoft constructive feedback, anything about as it steps into, you know, the next generation as it builds software.
The next generation. Well, I'm going to be selfish and do my realm of thing. Number one, you need to have continued platform for Silverlight. I think what you're doing is right. It's good. Stay on track. No, nothing has changed. Number two, in terms of design products, you need to have some form of Mac store. Doesn't matter if it's hacked in with Mono, if it's, you know, Parallels or Bootcamp, but you need to have a story there, and you need to say, here's our plan for Apple. You can't leave us hanging, because there's a lot of people that have vested interest in using Apple, and we have to use it both to test on the web. We have to. It's just the way it is. If Silverlight is going to be effective on the platform, you have to have something there, support from Microsoft, some official capacity, like you do with Linux, saying, we are working with Novell. That's great. Number three, you need to figure out your blend design and Silverlight integration story. Not everyone's going to be down with code behind. Not everyone's going to be down with the way that you design apps in Blend. And I think that, you know, your control set story that I've seen is really good. I think that's the only thing that you really need to work on is getting that workflow from designer, developer. This whole throw across the wall thing, not going to work. You need to have a tool that supports a positive, communicative workflow. You can't just assume it's divided camps. And I think they're doing a really good job at that. I guess the only last thing would be to, I don't know, do more of these things, to engage designers. Because I think once people play with it, they're going to come up with greater ideas, just like Adobe Mac Media did. You're going to come back and say, you know, this works really well, and you need to change this. So continue doing what they're doing with this product. We've got a lot of good people on it, and I don't think there's much you can change.
Thank you.